Everybody say, ooh, 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 ooh. You say, ooh, 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 ooh. Everybody say,
Hallelujah, Jesus. I know. I can't help but praise him. Good evening, family. I'm your host tonight, Minister Terry, with What's the Word on Women Speak Now. Today is the fourth Thursday in October, so glory be to God. Amen, family. Family, let us begin in prayer to our Heavenly Father God. Heavenly Father God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for another day with another opportunity, to be the vessel to deliver a word, Father. And all glory be to you in Jesus' name, Father. And I just thank you, Father, for the listeners that are on board in Jesus' name, Father. I thank you and I pray, Father, that they have receptive ears to receive this word that I'm going to share with them. And, Father, just use me. Use me, Father, as a vessel in Jesus' name. Family, the word tonight is change. And change, the process of. Definition, family, of change is to make or to become different. To make or use instead of. The act of making different. Amen, family. My scriptural reference tonight, family, is going to be Ephesians 4:17-24. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you shall no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles in the futility, which is uselessness, of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past filling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. Verse 21 says, if you indeed you have heard him and you have not and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Verse 22, that you ponder the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in the true righteousness and holiness. Family, I tell you, when I was reading this, Ephesians 4:17-24, I was reading these scriptures and I was putting my name in there. These scriptures here was written by the great Apostle Paul. And I tell you, that's what we can say. Jesus can change each and every one of us. And I tell you, when the Lord is speaking to us, he's speaking to you as he's speaking to me through those scriptures. Amen, family? He told us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, we are a new creation. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but praise him. I love that beginning of this song, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Family, in the book of Ephesians, the great Apostle Paul, I call him great because I love his writings. I just love because he keeps his soul real and he shares the love of God through it. Amen, family? But Paul, the great Apostle Paul, he wrote this book while he was imprisoned in Rome. And we have to make sure we read the book of Ephesians and read it word for word. And also, chapter 4. In chapter 4, it advises all of us how to live and walk as followers of Christ, the children of God. I tell you, family, while I'm reading this word of God, I see what the apostles before us and the prophets were, what they were preparing us for what we're living in right now. Amen, family? Right now, we need more Jesus. Our Heavenly Father God, family, he has all power and authority. He has all that to change our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our actions. I tell you, he can change his family, his word, through our personal relationship with him, with Jesus. Amen. And the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He left us that helper. I can't help but praise him. And this is the will of the Father. And when we say we love the Father, we should say yes. Yes to his word, without a doubt. No hesitation. Yes to his word, yes to his will, and yes to his way. Because he knows it's best for all of us. I tell you, family, many of us, we fear change. Am I right? We fear change when we know what we are doing is just not right. This change, family, this change, this is something he doesn't expect us to be able to do this in our natural selves. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit to help us. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, I tried some things my way, and they didn't work. Then I asked myself, did I ask the Father? Did I ask him? Did I go to him in prayer before I did anything? Yes, I tell you, we know, and I know, and you know, that with God, all things are possible. And we say this, and we say this, but we can't do anything without him. Thank you, Jesus. Family, change, it's a process. It's a continuous process of changing. Changing to be more Christ-like. Less of us and more of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Fill us up, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Rain down on all of us. Hallelujah. Can't help but praise. I need him. You need him. We all need more of him. Amen, family. Yes, family, and some of us, I'm pointing to myself too, we may have to work harder on this change. It's a transformational change, and I know I do. And when I realize, when I feel that natural Terry trying to kick up, I have to say, hold up, like my little grandnephew say, hold up. Who am I? We got to all ask ourselves, who am I? I tell you, and it's at that time, that very time, that moment, that's when I have to find myself, a quiet place where it's just him and I. And I pray to him, to give me a now word. And when he gives me that now word, I just have to meditate. I tell you, I have to just shut down and allow the Holy Spirit just to saturate my mind and my spirit into Jesus. I tell you, family, we cannot lose focus on Jesus. We cannot, family. I tell you, we can cry out to the Lord. Lord, help me with this change. Cry out to him. Pray to him and ask him, purge out of me. Purge out of me what is not pleasing to you. Oh, Jesus. Family, we lie to ourselves when we say, there's nothing, I need him to change. No, none of us on this line, none of us on the archives of come, none of us are perfect. Thank you, Lord. Change, family. Change, I tell you, family. We can't do it in our own eyes. When we think we need a change, we think we're lying to ourselves, but we have to be truthful with a self-examination before Father, because we all have to be accountable for our minds, our thoughts, our actions. Amen, family. I tell you, some of us have helped ourselves to keep ourselves. If we help ourselves and keep our mind stayed on Jesus and keep our focus on Jesus, we don't leave no room for the enemy. We don't leave no room for him to come in and try to kill, steal, and destroy our spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Again, family, I say, our Father God, he wants to change our hearts. He wants to change us from the inside. He wants us from the inside. And I love that song, The Change I Want to See. We have to all point at ourselves. It begins in me. Amen, family. And it is always changing our hearts and changing our minds. As a man and a woman think it's in their heart, so are they. Amen, family. I tell you, some of us, we have some work to do. If you think you're not worthy of this change, you have some work to do because you're thinking that in your heart. Amen, family. Family, we as people of God, we don't mind changing for many things. We change for one another. Let us start a new relationship. We be on our best behavior for love. Love of one another. Some of it may be lust, too. Amen, family. We change when we want to get married. We'll shed off some pounds to look good in that wedding day. Amen, family. We change when we want to start a new job, get a new place of employment. We go in the job with our best behavior. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Tell your family. We start answering the questions correct and on our best behavior. This significant change, the change, this lifestyle change, this is to be done for Christ, for our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, Jesus Christ, he never changes. Hebrews 13:8, Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Family, we are constantly, as in this natural body, we are constantly changing. From newborns, infants, then we become toddlers, adolescents, teens, adults, then we get into be a senior. It's a life process. And we all need a right now change. To change the way we think. To let our minds be in Christ Jesus. Let our minds, the minds in us, be with us also in Christ Jesus. Is because Jesus is right here amongst us. Amen, family. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, family, whatever, when you let your mind be and stayed on Jesus, whatever you thought you hated turns to love. Whatever you doubted, it turns to belief. Whatever you couldn't, or whoever you couldn't forgive, it turns to forgiven. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I say hallelujah because I am forgiven. Because I have repented of my sins. Because unforgiveness is a sin. Shandalabashe, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Family, we put a lot of work into change our physical, outward self. And that's good. That's all good. We go to the gyms. We work out faithfully. I mean, faithfully. We go to the hair salon, get our hair done. Go to the nail salon, get our nails done. And we always run to stores. We get new duds. But that's all good. The Lord wants us to look good. But are we really doing the work of the inside spiritual muscles? To start the changing process from to change how we think of others, to change how we think of ourselves, and definitely to change how we think of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. And also to change internally where we want the Holy Spirit to dwell in. Amen, family. I cry out to him, family. I cry out to him constantly. Cleanse me, Lord. Just create in me a clean heart. Cleanse me, Lord. We have to, family. We can't do this in the natural. Amen? Again, I say, we have a negativity. They aren't Christ-like. We have to ask him, Lord, help me. Help me with this change, amen? He can do it. He is able. He has all power and authority. Amen. And I trust and believe God will do what he said he will do. Amen, family. Now, family, another thing we have to change, changing process. Change the way we speak. Get rid of those harsh and offensive words that we speak to one amongst one another, if not amongst one another, or to others. Amen, family. Those words being more Christ-like, those words become kind words through the love of God. Also, family, when we are speaking, we have to just be kind. Sometimes as we're speaking, we should just shut up, be quiet, and listen. Listen. Listen to others, and definitely listen for the voice of God. Amen, family. Also, our change, family, we are to lead as we are following the lead of Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. This change, family, this process, it's not going to happen. It's a process. The change is not going to happen overnight. Amen, family. I tell you, we're going to be in a constant battle with this flesh. But the more of his word, the more of his word we place in us, that change begins. I tell you, I think about it. The change I wanted to see begins in me. It wasn't with my mother, it was my natural father, not my sisters, not my brothers. With me, oh Lord, I say, Lord, change. Family, I tell you, some of us are going to have to fall down. Get on our knees and stay down a little bit longer. I'm raising my hands too for this changing process to continue. Amen, family. I know it. And when I let him, and when you let him, Jesus can change it. I'm so glad he's doing it for me. As I say, he hasn't done it, you'll never be done, but he's doing it, a continuous process. I thank Pastor E, I thank for the 720 turnaround, 360 degrees away from sin and 360 degrees back to God. It's a process, a continual process. Saying no, family, to whatever, whoever is preventing our changing process from happening right now. We ain't got to worry about yesterday. It's gone. We ain't got to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Amen, family? But family, we can change everything. We change everything under the sun that we want to. Some of us change clothes 2 or 3 times a day. Some of us change clothes to go to church. And I heard one of my old pastors before say some of them change clothes, still changing clothes to go to the club. I was once one changing. Amen, family. I tell you, a change. Jesus can change it. We change, family. We change our hair color. We change our eye color. Some of us even change the skin color. I tell you, we even change our minds. We change our minds when we don't want to do something. That's why I know we can change. We can change and turn away from sin. Turn away from sin when we are followers of Jesus Christ. Amen, family. And we have to, family, let's think positive. Be positive and allow God to change us for his purpose. The long changing process. I tell you, we may have to drop. As my mom, rest in peace, mom, but she would say, we may have to drop some of these so-called friends that don't mean you no good. And I say, family, that don't line up with the changing process that the Lord is working within. Amen, family. We may have to change the places we frequent. We may have to change the people we go around. If we hang out with negative people or go to negative places, that's all we're going to get is negative results. Amen, family. Change. Change. Ooh, that's a, I tell you, change. That's a small word, but it has so much. It's so rich. We have to allow the Lord to change. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, do we really believe that Jesus can change us? Or do we want to let him change us? These are some of the questions we have to ask ourselves. Because he, our Lord and Savior, he is the potter. We are the clay. You know, potter, and they mold the clay, they mold it to whatever they need you to be. Like we said, we need Jesus, they need us too. The Lord needs us. He needs us to be obedient. Amen, family? I tell you, he can change us. Glory be to God. I tell you, shout it out. Speak it out. Speak it into existence. Lord, change it. Walk in it. Sleep in it. Dance in it. Praise in it. Thank him for the change he's doing in you. I'm thanking for the change he's doing in me. Amen, family. Some of us, family, we're moving around. We're moving around, changing our locations, changing our addresses, and taking the same old uselessness, as we said in the scripture, futility, and not allowing the Lord to change us from the inside. No matter where you go, where you move to, if you don't change the old way you think, you will still be the same old you. Amen. Same old me. Change. Family, I'm sharing this because I minister to my through his word. When I read his word, he's speaking to me. And when you read it, he's speaking to you. When we trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. I love what Evangelist Valentine said last night. We trust in the Lord, but can the Lord trust us? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we trust in the Lord and not lean on our own understanding, our mind begins that transformation process and that internal changing process. Thank you, Jesus. Tell you, while I'm listening to some of the testimonies on some of the broadcasts. And I thank God for his goodness and his mercy because of the changing process. I hear some of them are, he's just changing them as we speak. God is so great. Amen, family. I hear some of them, their testimonies, how they've come from the streets, family, to the pulpit with the true living word of God. Some have changed from gangbangers to disciples of Christ. We thank you, Jesus. Some have changed from drug dealers selling poison to ministries of the Christ's word. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, our daily bread. Our daily bread. We need his word, family. We need more of it and more of it right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need him. We need him for these changes, these lifelong changes, family. It's a lifestyle. And again, I say it's not going to happen overnight. But with anything we want to change, we put in forth effort. We put in work. We work faithfully to get something changed. Amen, family? Oh, God is so good. He will change us. All we have to do is call on him, call out to him. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't matter how much you know about Jesus. If just tell somebody, share him and let him know Jesus loves them. That word right there, love, will begin. It may begin a person's changing transformation. Amen, family. Jesus can change us, and we've all had mothers, our natural fathers, I tell you, grandparents, some wives, husbands, children, pastors, going to church every Sunday, and all of this. And that nothing, that couldn't change. Almighty God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He will change you. I lift my arms and I just say, thank you, Lord. Woo-hoo, hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, all my life, I saw Jesus in my mom, how she loved people. But see, we have to have that what's in us, the love of God. Amen, family. I tell you, God is so good. Ezekiel 36:26. I love this scripture too. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you, I tell you, your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Yes, yes, Lord. I tell you, family, this is a process. I'm loving it. Hallelujah, Jesus. In our changing process, family, we look at our circumstances. We look at our circumstances differently because our minds are like deep. Christ-like. Amen. What would Jesus do? Our actions are like Jesus. Amen. I tell you, family, we have to believe all things are possible with God. Hallelujah. God, I tell you, I said God is so good. Having our one-on-one personal relationship with Christ will always bring us joy to rejoice over circumstances. He changes our approach, family. He changes our approach to worldly things. The closer we get to God, and the more, I tell you, the more you see Jesus, little bitty him, Satan, he can't come to attack you. Thank you, Jesus, I tell you. He changes our actions to be more proactive and not reactive, to pray for others and not just ourselves. We pray for them and not curse them. We must, family, we must seek more of him if we desire God to change our hearts and renew our minds. Changes, family. I tell you, life is changing. The weather changes. People change. But the Lord, Jesus is always yesterday, today, and forever. You can meditate on that day and night. He has never left us. He has never forsaken us. Thank you, Jesus. And he loves us unconditionally. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God, I tell you, family, God is so good. He has given us the Holy Spirit that's working within us, changing our hearts. And we let him. We let him get into his word, family. Ooh, that change. What a wonderful change. We've all heard the saying, family, too late to change. Yes, this is so true. But we must ask ourselves, are we ready? Are we ready to change? And who am I changing for? For our parents, our children, our significant others, pastors, teachers, employers, again, I say, or are we doing it for the Heavenly Father God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Ecclesiastes 3, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Yes, amen. The time is now to ask God, changing your changing process, make it personal from the inside out, family. Our Lord, I tell you, He reveals some things we may not want to know, but he's going to reveal those things we need to work on. Amen, family? Because I know he tells me, look, he tells me he's still working with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I tell you, some of us don't want to know the truth hurts, but the truth sets you free. He's still changing me. Some of my rough and tough spots, and my siblings know me, but they know my heart too. like the Lord knows you, and he knows your heart. He's looking for that change inside. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I tell you, Father God, I thank him. I thank him, family, because we all need him. We all need him for our change. We all need each other for this change, for accountability. Somebody might tell you, oh, your change ain't going too good. It ain't too cool right now. You know, you better go back in prayer and talk to the Lord because something's not right, you know. So we got to be accountable to each other. Are we changing for self? Are we changing for others? Are we allowing the Lord to change us from within? Amen, family. I tell you, the change does us good. Amen, family. I tell you, family, this concludes my session of What's the Word with Minister Terry. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the mighty man of God, my family, Pastor E. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The change I want to see must first begin. Surrender is required to them. Amen. Change a process. Never give up on your changing process. Always rely on the word of God. Amen. He has never left us or never forsaken us. And every word is true. Hallelujah.
Minister Terry?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how
yes,
you doing?
Sir.
Awesome word. Awesome word as always. God bless you. I thank God for you tonight. We're out
to
the field. Amen. We're out the field getting ready to go, get ready to do a Compton radio show.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm going to be on the Hub City Radio representing the Now Network. They just changed location, so I'm just getting here.
Okay.
So if you could just pray us out tonight. We're not going to
yes,
open up
Lord.
The lines.
Okay.
But if you could just pray us out. And be blessed. Know that you're loved, honored, and appreciated.
Amen. Will do. Heavenly Father God, I thank Pastor E and the Now Network and all the listeners for being on board, Father, for the receptive ears to receive a word tonight. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that all glory and honor belongs to you, Father. And I just say, thank you, Lord. Family, I say in the name of Jesus, accept your change, Father. I believe all the listeners on board, Father, will be open and receptive for a change that's through only through your word, Father, only through you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, family. Have a beautiful evening.